Well, we're very happy to have with us head coach Pat Shurmur. How you doing?
Doing great. It's fun to see the players back in town. As you know, today's the official start of the off-season program, so we got most of our guys in town, and they're down there working hard. And really, this is kind of the official first day as we get ready for the 2012 season.
So explain what this is about. You got the guys coming in, as you say, most of the players. Explain what it is you can do. I know this is governed by rules of the collective bargaining agreement. Break down what you can do and what you're going to try to achieve through this time.
Well, it's a 9-week program, and you know it starts for us now, and it'll go into June. And there's rules and there's phases. There's phase one, phase two, and phase three. And everywhere in there, the players are here, and they're lifting and running and working with our strength coaches. And you know, Kent Johnson, Rick Lyle, they do a nice job with them. And then depending on what phase it is, then the players will have the opportunity to work with the assistant coaches and myself and really work on things that will help them get better, whether it's time spent in the classroom. And then when we get into phase two and phase three, it's time spent on the field. And within all that, we have our 10 OTAs, our mandatory mini camp, which will happen in June. And then we also have a rookie mini camp, which we'll have the 2 weeks after the draft. So there's a lot of football. Because the off-season program technically started about a month later than most years, the players' time clock is they feel like they should have been here already. So I saw a lot of enthusiasm today. Like I said, we got a huge turnout of guys that are here that want to get better.
And this is really a tone-setting time, isn't it, Coach, mm-hmm. that you want to – I mean, you want to set the agenda and set the program. I know you've got multiple opportunities to do this between now and September, but it seems to me that your first chance to really get these guys and kind of establish the course from here on out this is a chance to do that.
It is, and I think everybody would agree that – every year you have to reestablish a chemistry with your team because no team is exactly the same year to year. Heck, I introduced our three new coaches to the players today, and no team is ever the same. So whatever that winning chemistry is that you want to develop, it starts by working together here in the off season. And although these workouts are voluntary, you'll find that most guys that are very professional about this like working with their teammates.
And when you talk about any kind of messaging or whatever, what would that be? I mean, what do you want to convey after that first year, 4-12, the expectations and hopes to have this thing be much better in 2012? How do you want to get that across, and what is it that you want to get across?
Well, I think the important thing about the off season is that each player, each coach, each system within the organization, we get better. 4-12 doesn't cut it, and we all know that. And you know, we have to do what we have to do to win more games, get ourselves in position to compete in the playoffs, and then go from there and win the big one. And that's what we're looking to do. And so that's where it starts. You know, I feel like championships are won in the off season with the preparation and the time spent. And in case you don't notice it in my voice, I'm excited to have really what I would consider my first off season as a head coach. And,
yeah.
And I think that's where I'm looking to see what kind of improvements we can make.
Yeah, and you brought that up because a year ago, and I didn't want it to be like beating a dead horse, but you did not have any of this, and you had to come into this thing cold, as other first-year coaches did, really in July when mm-hmm. training camp began. To have these guys here in April and have the running start you've had, what for you what have you been able to bring to it from, say, the past several months where you've studied and prepared and I guess not only built off of what you want to improve from 2011, but also the things you want to maybe change and tweak or whatever? You must have a pretty full book of things that you want to throw at these guys and start throwing at them through this offseason.
Well, because you can see out into June, the work that you can get done, it's easier to plan it. And you know, the off season has been typical from what I'm used to. You evaluate your scheme, you evaluate your players, you decide what you want to do more of, You decide which plays weren't so good and you don't want to run again.
Right.
Put those in the can for a while. And then you look at new ideas of things that you would like to move forward with. And then, obviously, the addition of the new players, whether it's through free agency or the draft. So it's typical of what we're all used to as coaches in this league now, because we can see the work that we have in front of us through the months of May and June.
Pat Shurmur, head coach of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You talk about the assessment of the strength and conditioning and training staff of these players when they come in. How satisfied are you with the guys you've been able to see so far of their level of conditioning and your sense of how physically and mentally prepared they are to be doing this work now?
Well, I think the players that I've seen, and again, we'll see as they compete, but they look good. I think, like I mentioned, their time clock for the veteran guys was the off-season program should have started a month ago. A lot of these guys have been training on their own, like most pros do. And so now they're doing it in an environment with their teammates. So now they look good. It's good to see them again. As coaches, working with the players is what we do. And just to see them in the building, although our time with them is limited because most of it's strength and conditioning, just seeing them in the building and having the players around is what makes coaches feel good.
Not many new faces to talk about yet, of course. Mm-hmm. That's going to come during the draft. But you did bring a couple of people in, obviously, with Frosty Rucker at defensive end, Jacquay Parker, also a defensive lineman, both from Cincinnati, Philly, respectively.
Right.
Tell me about their additions and what your expectations are with those guys.
Well, we expect that those guys are going to give us quality downs at the defensive end spot. I was very impressed with Frosty playing against him this year. I think he's got a good motor. I think he's good against the run and the pass. And we're anticipating that he's a guy that can compete for us and make plays. Obviously, we know how important it is sacking the quarterback, but also controlling the line of scrimmage and taking care of business on rundown. So, and then Jacquay Parker, I've known him for a long time. Since our days in Philadelphia. And he was always one of the toughest guys in the locker room. He's a pro. And I do think that he's going to give us not only production, but there'll be a kind of some salty veteran leadership there that every team needs.
And with the additions to the coaching staff with Brad Childress and then, of course, Tim Houck, also, and going, you know, going down the line, you run Nolan Cromwell. Their thoughts and their processes are also going to be part of this offseason as well. How much does it help to have their presence here, and what types of things can they be doing in the course, especially, I guess, Coach Childress and Cromwell, because of their sort of oversight areas versus, say, Tim Houck, who's replacing Jerome Henderson on the position side as defensive backs coach?
Well, I think they'll be doing their jobs as they're defined. You know, Tim will be obviously working with the secondary, and then Nolan. You know, Nolan's coached special teams. He's coached receivers. He's been an offensive coordinator. And so Nolan's knowledge of our offense, of course, is very important. And I trust Nolan. And then, of course, Brad. You know, I've talked about Brad quite frequently. Brad will direct the offense.
Right.
And he and I spend time making sure we stay on the same page. And it's easy because we learn this thing together.
Sure.
And so I feel good about that because I added three guys to our staff that I know extremely well.
Sure.
Tim Houck first as a player, and we talked when he was a player in Philadelphia about his aspirations to be a coach, and it was no mystery that he'd be a fine coach. And then I've known Nolan Cromwell a long time, and then our year together in Philadelphia, I got to work with him, and that's why I felt like it was so important to get him here. And then and then Brad, of course.
Last thing you were, when we last talked, you talked about how regularly you speak with Colt McCoy, phone or text or whatever. Yeah. Now that you have him in the building and you can kind of look at him, you know, eye to eye in those conversations, and knowing what this offseason has been for him with a lot of discussion about this team's interest in perhaps getting another quarterback, mm-hmm. how do you sense his presence and his readiness coming into these workouts?
Well, I think all the quarterbacks, I think Colt, I saw, you know, Seneca and I visited today, and then Thad Lewis, you know, those three guys are, that's one of the units where they've got 100% attendance so far. And that's what you need from a quarterback.
Sure.
You know, I kind of think of them as hybrid type players. They have to have some qualities that you see in coaches, and for them to be here ready to go and work, and they looked pretty eager to me.
Excellent. Coach, thank you so much for taking the time with us.
All right, take care.
Pat Shurmur, head coach of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports, it's in the game.